Ladies, what does it feel like if a man just like gut reaction, right? Because we're empowered, strong, headstrong women, right? So, but this is just like really for the men to like know. So, what does it feel like if a man is like, what do you like to eat? And then you tell them,
That's a ask me what I want.
Sarah, Sarah has no opinion about this.
I don't
Sarah,
think I
how do you,
do.
okay, Sarah, if a man came up to you and says, what do you want to eat? I want to make it for you.
You know, it doesn't like
That's okay. That's okay. Listen, you don't have to have a reaction to it. Okay. I'm just
I
throwing things
didn't.
out there. I know. I'm just throwing
If
things
you
out there.
look
And
back,
then
I'm like,
you were like, I don't like that question. You were like, I don't
but
like that question.
that's such a valid point though, because me and my husband used to like we couldn't find the balance because I wanted to be in charge of everything because I was like, no, like the food you're gonna order, no, I need to, this has to be like this, like that, you know, I have to be very specific. And then I didn't even give him like the chance to like try because I was like, no, you're gonna mess it up. But because I'm such like, I want to control, I want to make sure everything's the way that I want it.
You know what I want more is for not the no question of what, just do it.
Oh,
That's okay.
okay. What if they just, okay,
Oh.
so what if they just know that you love Italian food and they just call you and they said, I'm taking you to an Italian restaurant, the best Italian
Yeah.
restaurant that I found
That's the one.
on Thursday at 7 p.m. What do you feel?
Yes. That's the one.
I would be like,
That's the
okay,
one. Don't
baby,
ask for the opinion. Just do it. I'm gonna like it no matter what, truly.
Okay,
That's
so
the
you need
thing.
a man
Right.
who's like as
Just do
strong as you, who's like
what.
charging, not in charge, but charging.
Right. Already.
You need a good Aries man. You need a good Aries man.
Oh, get yourself
Yeah,
an Aries.
that's gonna meet the strength, but then like even take charge. So if a man just tells you, just demands and just tells you this is what's gonna happen, then you do you just melt? I melt. I'm like,
Right.
Huh?
You're like, Sarah, come down to your apartment like 7 and don't even tell you where it's going. I'm coming down.
Immediately.
is.
Nice.
What happens if okay, I'm curious about this one. What happens if when this person shows up, when this man comes up and just so forcefully just takes you know, when he brings you your favorite flowers, what do you feel?
I love that.
Yeah. What do you, I mean, what do you feel, Jackie?
I was like, how do you know that's my favorite? I was like, how do you know?
Does it make you kind of just like become like all soft?
Yeah, I'll be like, let me get my sexy feminine Jackie.
And what about
Embrace
when they
that.
o what about when they open the door for you every time you enter the car?
Oh my God. And then the chair thing. Oh.
The chair. What about when they
Well,
pull out the chair?
oh, that's rare.
I have one that's similar that is like the biggest turn on. And over and over and over, he does it. We're walking along the side of the road. There's not a
He pull
sidewalk.
you
And
through
he just like pulls me in, switches sides with me, is
there.
holding my hand so tenderly but so firmly, doesn't say a word, is just like instinctually with his body language saying, I got
Oh.
you get over
Oof.
here. So like I got you. And it's like, oh my God. It's just like so safe and warm and fuzzy and all the things.
Yes. Okay,
Yes
so
to
how
that.
yes. How about when you are just feeling so emotional and you just fucking let it rip in front of him and he just looks at you and loves you and stares you in the eye and gives you a hug until your shoulders relax?
Oh, you feel so seen and so understand, like
Oh, and he
that
doesn't
and
try to
safe.
fix anything. He doesn't try to fix it.
No,
He
yeah.
just holds you.
That's
Oh.
perfect. Oh my God, give me goosebumps.
Me too. Men,
Right? It's like
if
now
you're
he's holding me
listening,
right now.
men, if you're listening,
Wow.
listen, listen,
Please.
listen,
So even
Linda,
listen.
Linda.
Even the most headstrong women, we want this. It's in our nature. We want this. What's another one? I'm trying to think of like other ones that are just so that just make us completely melt.
When they text you reading your mind.
Ooh.
Or just text you, period. Like, you know, you're sitting there and they call you. Because they want to hear your voice, right, and they want to communicate clearly, not with the wishy-washy bullshit of, oh, I don't, can't. They call you, they listen to you, they tell you, hey, this is what I'm feeling. How are you? I want to make plans. They make clear, concise plans, mm-hmm. and then you see them in a few hours or in a day.
Oh my God. Wait, I actually have a really good one. How would you feel if your man remembered when you were getting your cycle?
Oh, wow, that's a
if they stole that, Nazi. I did. I stole it from Outlander. Oh my God.
Beautiful. No spoilers, but they're like standing there and he's like, you in the bed, and like, how, like, we know, I know you're pregnant. How long have you known? And she's like, just a little bit. How did you know?
And then he was like, wow. I know that you haven't gotten your period in 2 months. And he was in the middle of a war. He was in a war. And she was like, you noticed that I didn't get my period for 2 months. And he's like, yes, I've been keeping track.
You kept track? And he was like, yeah, of course. Like, she's his life. Oh, that is a lover. Can we talk about James?
James.
Have you guys seen Outlander? Has everyone here seen Outlander?
Oh, you guys have
to. Get yourself some Outlander. It's on Netflix.
Yeah. Yes. And then, okay, let me think of another one. How does it feel when your man says, I want to be synced with your calendar so I can know when you're available?
So hot. Well, I just love so scheduling. Great. So that's just a huge
challenge. Anything that keeps me organized.
Oh.
I love the fact that when he can sync, that means you know all his schedule. So when he puts it on there, you're like, oh, babe, you're going to do that. Because we actually, like, have to go through that. And that was surprising, like, you know, like, because a lot of times you'd be like, okay, maybe not. Because I have a lot of, like, girlfriends that are married. They don't have a sync schedule. So you have to ask. Yeah. But then with that, you literally just, oh, see, you're like, oh, something's going on. And then you kind of ask each other because you have to, like, confirm. Because once he put it in, it will send to your phone. You have to confirm it and you will see it. So that's like really, really cute.
It makes you feel prioritized.
Right. Yeah.
Confirmation that you're a priority. You know?
Like, you're always in the know.
Little small things. I mean, if just like little things that might seem insignificant, but that are very significant. Just the smallest bit of I see you, I hear you. Like as small as if mentioning like I want to go get a coffee somewhere,
and then they take you
today, and then all of a sudden you're there. You know, like little things, like someone's listening.
Yeah,
you know,
they're paying attention. If you just randomly say one day like, oh, I love red lipstick, and then as a gift they give you red lipstick, and you're just like.
Little.
You remember just the little things that just like, it's just attention to details. It's really about listening and being in tune. We want to be in tune with.
Because you know how women communicate really different than guys. Today, if you're cold, you will be like, oh my God, I'm cold. You wouldn't say, can you close the window? And that's how a guy will say, can you close the window? But I'll be like, I'm cold. And you will see husband walking there and to close the window. Like, you don't have to like tell him because like women don't communicate that way.
I was just going to say something like that, where I'm learning about this as a conscious practice, being aware of how you're saying things so that you're not pushing, so that I'm not pushing and forcing, but instead I'm just communicating my feelings. And I remember testing it it was past testing it though. It was very clear that I was like, this is the man for me. And so I feel so easily myself and that I can so easily be my feminine self. And it's, I'm feminine, he's masculine. And it's just this beautiful, beautiful symbiotic thing. And so what I said was, yeah, you know, I'm feeling really weird today. It's things aren't going how I thought they were going to go. And my energy's super low. And I don't know how to explain it, but like, this is what I feel. And this is, you know, sharing my feelings. And his response was, okay, like, why don't I come over and we can go for a walk and then take a nap? Oh. Yeah.
Aww. Okay.
Yeah. That sounds great. I'll see you soon. Okay, great. See you soon. It was just like, he solved it. This is how I feel. And he just solved it.
Oh,
and
even so beautiful.
There's probably like 1% of me in that situation who wanted to say, oh, but I want to be in control and I don't want to go for a walk. I want to go for this or whatever. But instead I was like, okay, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna trust you. And the fact that you're coming back, like your response to me is trying to solve it. And in such a sweet way with so much effort. Done.
Yeah. How would you feel? I'm like on this like rant. How would you feel if he just like showed up and literally just like looked you in the eyes, asked you, how are you? And then just hugged you until your shoulders relaxed.
The best.
That would make me shake and shiver.
Yeah, I would be like,
hold on, that's to happen every day. One simple question. Yeah.
Just one simple question. Just how are you? And then mean it. And then they're actually listening. And then they remember and then they follow up like days later and asking, like, yeah, that thing that you were talking about, like how like is that okay? Are you still feel
no.
Listen.
Listen, it's not that hard. It's really, these are all the secrets to a woman's heart. It's really not that hard. It just takes a little bit of effort, I think, which is like, you know, a thing. Do any of you have?
No, I disagree. I don't think it takes effort. I think it takes a collective shift in what we're focused on learning so that everybody starts to understand what the true balance can be. Like, understanding ourselves fundamentally differently. And when that shift happens, it doesn't have to be an effort anymore. It can just be how things are. I don't want it to be an effort. I think it's unfortunate.
I agree. I don't think it should be. And how would it feel if just a man goes down on you, eats you out, and like loves it, just like he wants to pleasure you, and like,
oh my God. And then say, let me, like, don't even, you don't even have to ask. And he just goes down. Wow.
No, you don't even have to ask. He doesn't even have to. And he just says, like, I enjoy doing this at all times. And you're just,
oh my God. Yes. Okay. Yeah. And make sure you're comfortable first. Cause a lot of men like, whoa.
Oh my God. When they grab the pillow and put it under your head for you.
Right. Make sure you're comfortable and everything. Like, all you
need. That's like, oh my God. It's the little gestures. It's the seeing you in all aspects of the relationship. But of course, when you're naked and you're intimate, oh my God. Oh
yeah. It's the attention to detail and making sure that you feel safe. That's huge.
Yeah.
Let's just appreciate that.
Protected, safe, just right. Taken care of. Okay, so how is this is a good one. When he takes you out to eat, like to dinner, and then the bill comes and he was like, don't you dare touch that. I got it.
Or he already take care of it. He said, like, I'm going to the bathroom.
Sarah,
and he comes
Sarah's
back,
like, Sarah's like, I don't want that. I want it to be taken care of already.
I don't want to know that I had the option to control the situation because I would.
All right.
I can pay for dinner. I can make the reservation. I know what we like. I know. I could plan it all. But if I don't have the option and it's just done, oh, that's the relax.
Did you guys hear that?
It's just done. It's not even talked about. It's like all right. It's done.
I guess that's a personal problem that I'll have to be diving deeper into.
I don't think it's a problem. I think you just
don't
need
think that's a problem.
Aries, man. You know, strong fire.
Yeah. You know what? You send them my way. All right.
There's men like that out there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 100%. That will literally just be like, I got this. Like, you won't even know. Like, I mean, Sarah, I think you actually just put up the standard. I'm here just being like, let's leave it open as an option. But you're just saying, no, like, it needs to be taken care of before I even know.
Because if I have the opportunity to think about how I would do it, or I don't know.
Totally. I agree with you. If that's even hotter. If I arrive somewhere and everything is just already taken care of.
Yeah. Right. He just come back from the bathroom, say, let's go. You're like, hold on.
Let's go.
You know? Yeah.
Let's go on to the next adventure.
Let's go.
Sarah, you just brought it up to a whole new level. Absolutely. And then if we feel like that, what would we give in return? How would we show up, you know, to that dynamic?
With everything.
Everything.
With everything.
I mean, specifically paying the bill and having it all taken care of.
Everything that I've mentioned, if all of this is done, you know, how do and we feel so relaxed and we feel just so just in our feminine. How do we show up?
We show up grounded, loving, unlocked. We're not bitchy or perceived as bitchy. We're not complaining.
Judgmental.
we're ready to give the same nurturing energy back that men love about women in the first place. It's just everything becomes really in flow and symbiotic, I feel.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Full self. I mean, ready to show up 100%.
100%. We will definitely love sucking your cock. 100%.
Oh, 100%.
110%.
110%. And I will pour to that because it's like if you just want to be pleased like the entire time, like just do those things and like we're yours, like you can have your way with us.
Putty in your hands.
Yeah, and we'll dance for you and we'll do all the things.
Yeah, you will see a flower blossom just
right before your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In many ways.
Oh, many ways.
Oh yeah. Thank you so much for joining. If you found this podcast enlightening, please like, subscribe, share, and follow Power of Your Intuition _podcast on Instagram. This is available on Spotify, Apple, and YouTube, and you can join my newsletter at nataliaochoa.com.